Shut up! The footy's on Triple M!
Now on Triple M Footy.
Too strong, too good.
This is the Midweek Rub.
That is just brilliant.
How do you like those apples?
Triple M rocks footy.
This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub. You can hear it exclusively on the Listener app for all your footy news, views and a look forward to Round 7. Wayne Carey, Dale Thomas and this man, Damien Barrett, are in the Triple M Footy studio.
And in Joey Montagna's absence, boys, I want you, Duck, to do some heavy lifting on this show today. So far away, the top right now.
Very used to do some heavy lifting, obviously, boys. Let's be honest, I carried North on my crook shoulders for about 10 years. I am a little bit concerned about carrying you two Muppets, though, because I'll be a little lopsided with Daisy on one side and you on the other. But I am used to carrying a team, Damo.
Well,
you
Daisy
know that.
So
I'm up and about.
Daisy's trying to host. Daisy, you need the heavily lift too, all right? So bring to the table your best information for today, please.
No, I just love the fact that when we found out that Joey wasn't going to be here today, we all put our hand up and said, you know, if you need me to, Rabsy, I'll host you. Obviously, we're very keen to captain this show,
just to
a life highlight of yours. And Duck just went, surely one of the other two boys can host.
I was going to say, give the other guys a chance to captain.
Because, Duck, we have learnt with you, you just like to use your phrase, wing it, don't you?
Wing it. Yeah. Well, I think you're best when you don't know exactly what's coming up. I think the first option is always the best option.
And that way you don't have to prepare either,
and,
Duck.
And that helps with that.
So, Daze, but you have brought something to the table, something you found that not many other people found by way of footage on the weekend. It's seeped out a little bit in the last 24 hours, but it tickles your fancies.
Well, it does. It's everywhere at the minute. Of course, the game at the Adelaide Oval between Port Adelaide, and there was a young kid behind the goals there, and his father put him up on his shoulders as the ball came sailing through, and the young fella, he only would have been 3, 4, maybe 5 years old, went for the big jukes, didn't get a hand on it, just smashed him straight in the head on his old man's shoulders behind the goals. Now, I love that because I went to my daughter's Auskick on Saturday, and she did not get near it. So
it's another lesson, and I say this all the time to all the Auskick parents out there and all the junior coaches. If you're not a good mark, don't teach your kids to mark. You know, pass it on to a coach that knows what they're doing. You've got to have the W. You've got to get the thumbs behind the footy.
For those who haven't seen it, the child in question is okay, Days, even though it looked pretty dicey
I'm
at the
really
point
sure.
in time. No, he is. No,
oh,
sorry. He was actually interviewed along with his dad on Adelaide News last night that I saw. He is okay, and you haven't seen it, you can watch it on the AFL social media channels on Triple M. Days, little birdie tells me that you are about to embark upon a bike riding career. Why?
Well, career is a very big term. Just more in the fact that I won't make Duck's shoulders so lopsided. Obviously, running isn't for everyone. And with the injuries that I've had throughout my career, it's hurt. Now that I'm probably 10, 15, maybe a few more kilos heavier, every step hurts a lot. So I went down to the Giant store in Ormond there, and the kind people just decided that maybe cycling could be my go. Geez, I look good in the lycra too,
yeah.
Duck. Oh boy.
You're not going to wear that rubbish, are you?
I will. I mean, I've said it to myself that I'm going to ride in here every Wednesday. So that's going to be my.
You live a fair way away.
I do, yeah. It's a fair drive from Toorak into
City Link and Rotols.
And stay on the bike track. Get off the road.
Yeah. There's a new rule about that. I get an extra meter.
Stay on the bike track. There's a nice bike track that runs all the way along, you know. Stay on it.
Just let me back over. 15K is over playing weight. Is that real?
Well, yeah. Well, from when I first started, I started at about 80. I'd be 95 plus at the minute. I played at about 85. So
I have to run around in the shower to get wet when you first started.
I certainly did. So I did tip over the ton at some point during COVID, and now I'm just back into the double digits.
Okay, we've got the serious stuff out of the way. I think now we'll take a short break, regroup, and deal with the less serious stuff, such as Dusty taking off to New Zealand.
This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub exclusively on the Listener app. Duck, Damo and Daisy, this is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub exclusively to the Listener app.
Okay, guys, Dusty Martin, unable to play this week because of a concussion protocol incident out of last week. He's taken off to New Zealand to see his dad. Before I get your views, I'm pretty strong that in these COVID times, I wouldn't be, if I was the CEO of the club in Brendan Gale, allowing Dusty to go because of the uncertainty
around COVID. Just because of COVID.
Yeah, just purely because of COVID, Duck. And I say that, Duck, because twice this year from an AFL
perspective.
You're
going to live in fear, Damo. See, that's your problem, Damo. You live in fear.
Let me finish what I'm going to say, Duck, and then you can have the floor. twice this year from an AFL perspective, you were involved in one of these issues where retrospectively you were forced to stop your employment at Channel 7 and Triple M because of you going to a state that had an issue after the event of you being there.
Yeah.
What if Dusty has an issue and then cannot play the next game against Geelong on the Friday week?
Well, I think I know what you're saying, and everything you're saying is right, but I don't think we can live like that, because if you live for all these buts and ifs, then we won't do anything. And that's as simple as that for me. The one thing I will say about Dusty going over there, when he's come back, he's done it before, and when he's come back, he's been in unbelievable form. So it does him. He's one of those guys that you allow to do that. And I'm taking COVID out of it now. I'm just talking about a guy that you give a break to like that.
No, I get that, Duck, but you can't take COVID out of any situation. Okay, in 2020.
Well, they would have laid it up though.
We just can't live in. You can't continue to live in fear, Damo. You've just got to live.
Yeah. He's a footballer, Duck.
And if so, no. But if it's if that happens, well, so be it. What if it doesn't happen and then he missed the opportunity to go there? Mm. I mean, so these are the risks you take. Clearly, Richmond know that, and they're willing to take it. And I agree with it. I just think that we just can't. You can't stop living because of an if.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% in agreement with you, Duck. I think that they would have weighed up all the if, buts, whats and maybes of the situation. And, you know, for Dusty to get home and see his old man, who obviously can't come to Australia at the minute for different reasons, it's fantastic. And as you've said, every time he's gone over there, he obviously loves spending time not only with the old man, but everyone around him over there. And he comes back and he lights the place up. So a good little reset for him. He's had a good start to the season, out with concussion, out of his control. It's not a suspension or anything like that. He can just go and relax and come back revamped.
Tigers have lost three of their past four, have the Bulldogs this week and then Geelong next week. It's a tough stretch, provided Dusty gets back, he will be back for that Geelong game, and they're going to need him because their scoreline is not where they wanted it to be, having won last year's premiership. Duck, you've now got two matches by way of a body of work to assess Darcy Moore as a forward. It happened in round 5 against West Coast, and then he went back. Happened in round 6 against Essendon, also was changed. So tell me what you make of it. What happens from round 7 going forward?
Yeah, well, I said this last week, and I've been saying it all along. He should never have been moved forward, full stop. He has. It hasn't worked. He's got to go back to centre-half back. And the reason why I say that strongly, Damo, is because I did that game live, Anzac Day. What a great game it was.
Fantastic.
You know, just a great day. Once again, the women and men that serve this country. I mean, it was an awesome day and an awesome game of footy. He looks lost. He feels for the body as a forward. He doesn't judge the flight of the footy
he's not a natural defender.
He at times he's in the right spot, but the way they move the footy is stagnant. So once again, if he was in a different team that moved the footy in a better way, then we might be talking about him different as a forward, but not the way Collingwood play, and for his confidence, I just think he's got to go back.
And just quickly back over what you said there about he looks for a body, looks for the contact. As a forward and to the layman, you don't want to do that.
No, exactly right. You should always be judging the flight of the ball. That's the key to any position. But as a forward, I feel that he gave away a couple of free kicks. He then was not looking for the body. He was sort of trying to fly in from the side and misjudging it and running under the footy at times. So he really did look lost. He kicked one goal, had one possession in the first term. Then I don't think he really touched it in the second, then got moved back. And what was, I won't say use the word sad because it's not at that point, but he looked like he lost his confidence a little bit as a defender as well. He turned the footy over a couple of times and he just looked like, okay, so you know what? Start him down back. He's an All-Australian centre-half back. And keep him there for the rest of the year. He's
abort the project, go back to plan A. Yep. Days, Melbourne, 6 wins, 0 losses. Their next 4 matches go this way, and you give a tick on or a cross on the run. North Melbourne?
Tick.
Sydney?
Tick.
Carlton?
Tick.
Adelaide?
Tick.
That makes them 10-0. With then a game against the Western Bulldogs in round 11 to come.
Yeah, I've been a pretty harsh critic of Melbourne. I put my hand up and say that all year. Not so much a critic, just sceptical of where they're at from previous seasons and that alone. And to their credit, every challenge they've had asked of them this year, they've answered with flying colours. The biggest one, of course, was Richmond on the weekend. And the thing that I loved about the way they were going about it, quarter time, they come out from half time, 3-quarter time, they looked like they were genuinely enjoying themselves. Like the opportunity to be on the big stage, testing themselves against the best. They looked like they were living for it.
I would argue their biggest challenge is this week. So they played the best. They played the measuring stick on last week on Saturday night.
Now they play the last
by a long way in Tassie. And so we'll see where their mental application's at. Because if they go in thinking they're just going to win and win by a lot, they should win by a lot.
Yeah.
If they're thinking the right way and this team has changed in the way they think and the way they go about it and the way they prepare mentally during the week, then they win this game by 10 goals. As simple as that.
I don't hate the mindset of going in expecting you're going to win by 10 goals, because I think when you're a good side and you know that, that's a pass mark.
But you do it.
There's different shades of winning, which is right, but you then apply yourself in a manner that gets you to that result rather than just wandering out and thinking, oh, it will happen. So yeah. That's the question. And you know the beauty of this game is you know within the first 5 minutes if they're on or if they're not.
A couple of umpiring related matters. I'm pretty strong on this. I know I'm in a minority, but it's a view I've had now for a long
you
time.
You in a minority? Bald.
Yeah, it's probably usual place. I'm in Joey, but Dave, Joey, sorry,
oh boy.
Joey's not here. Actually, we should just back over. So I meant to say, Joey's not here because the beautiful Erin has had Florence this week to join Noah Duck in the Montagna household. And young Florence born. So that's why Joey is not here today. Jason McCartney fined $20,000 by the AFL for speaking to, quite aggressively, umpires at halftime of the Giants-Bulldogs game. Prior to that, Lachie Neale copping a $1,500 fine for touching umpires. I felt Neale should have been suspended. I know you've both got different views. I felt McCartney should have also been removed from match day participation for at least one game, maybe two, simply Duck, to send a stronger message than those two sanctions, in my eyes, send.
Well, one is in a game where people are viewing it, the other one's behind closed doors. And I've heard a different story about Jace McCartney and his conversation with the umpire, and I wouldn't actually call it a conversation. And it wasn't aggressive from what I've heard. So you've heard something completely different.
Well, AFL standards come down hard. I don't think it's hard enough, but by AFL standards, so $20,000.
Clearly they've said that he's had a discussion. There's been a discussion, so therefore it warrants the $20,000. I'm just saying that I've heard that it wasn't aggressive, but the fact that he spoke to them was the wrong thing to do. So that's why he's copped the $20,000. So I agree with that. The other one with Lachie Neale, I remember right back to Greg Williams. I mean, he got
9 weeks in 1997.
For something fairly similar, wasn't it?
Well, he was trying to chase Sean Denham, wasn't he?
And
Andrew Coates was in the way. It was aggressively maneuvered his way through Coates to get to Ward Denham. That was an extreme.
Look, there's no malice in.
But 1500 is also an extreme.
It's not a lot.
I think there should be some sort of discretion, because you could tell that Lachie Neale wasn't trying to hurt the umpire or anything like that. So can you have a blanket rule that he then gets suspended because of that? Well, like, if that cost you a Brownlow for what he did, getting up, pointing out the fact that he was bleeding, needed to go off, and probably should have got a free kick in not a demonstrative manner, just saying, hey, I'm now bleeding.
Was he more complaining about the free kick not being paid than...
you can clearly see with one hand he's pointing to his face saying, there is claret from my nose, so...
It's instinct too, isn't it?
That cost you a Brownlow, you would be absolutely filthy.
You sit next to me a lot.
You touch me way too much, Doug. In fact, I want to actually get an exclusion zone away from you with you patting me every time crack a joke that I laugh at.
Not too many touches
Essendon
going
on. Essendon and Carlton on Sunday. Ramifications for a loss for Carlton are huge, aren't they? And I think Essendon's got itself into a situation, as weird as it sounds for a team that's 2-4, where a loss is not going to be that problematic for them. A loss for Carlton, I think, would be.
Yeah,
I agree. The Bombers I guess this is what happens when you don't really promise a great deal going into the season. Yes, they were bullish of what they might have been able to do under the new administration, the new coach and whatnot, but I think the expectation of the Blues going into this season with how they went about recruiting Saad, Zach Williams as well, and then the talk and the hype that they were almost promoting about themselves... Now that they haven't delivered, this is where the questions become.
They've been one of the big disappointments of the year for mine, Carlton. I had them in my eight. I thought it was time. It was time for this club now to stand up with the new recruits, as you said, Daisy, to stand up and play finals footy, because they've been on the cusp, if you want, for a number of years. And I thought, okay, they've got another year of experience into the team. They're now ready.
Yeah.
They're now ready. They've recruited for the now. Let's see what happens. Let's see what they're made of. And it hasn't been, and I know the talk and the talk that we've heard from their coach has been their ball use, but it's effort at times. They are not consistent in their effort.
Effort for long enough.
That's exactly right. Clearly there's effort at times, but it's not for long enough. It's not consistent enough, and that's why they find themselves in the position they're in.
All right. Now, we need to clear some space because we need to come back and hit you up, Duck, on the duck dive we've got. I'll just give you a little bit of warning. You've got a few seconds now to not just wing it, but to prepare for questions that are going to come your way about Nathan Buckley, about Essendon, about the top eight, some Brownlow medalists and more, all that to come.
This is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub exclusively on the Listener app. Duck, Damo and Daisy, this is Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub. You can hear it exclusively on the Listener app.
On the Midweek Rub, it's time for Duck Dive.
I'm good from the waist down.
Quick five.
There is context to that waist down comment. We don't need to worry about it right now. Daze, I'm going to give you the duck dive new ball. Go.
Righto, first question in the duck dive. Quick five. At 17th on the ladder, yes or no, does Nathan Buckley see out the year?
No, I'm not going to give you a yes or a no. I'm going to say this, Daisy, about Nathan Buckley.
Your new ball has got it for six.
I'm prepared to say, when you look at what they should do with Nathan Buckley, is quite simple for me. Is there anyone out there that's better that wants to coach right now than Nathan Buckley for this particular footy club? Are they going to get a better result than what Bucks is? And I'd argue Ross Lyon is sitting there working with me on a Sunday, by the way, which I love. I don't want him to go anywhere because I love working with him. But he is a coach that I guess if they could get, maybe then they make a decision. But because I think he's still a great coach. But if there's no one better, then re-sign Bucks now and take the pressure off and give him another year or two, because they are in a precarious situation at the moment. Where are they at? Are they in a mini? Are they in a rebuild? Where, you know, their top end, Pendlebury, how long has he got to go? Side bottom. There's a lot of questions
to be
asked.
You tell them where they're at, Duck. You tell them where they're at.
Do you think if they came out,
they're not playing finals footy this year.
So are they rebuilding or required to rebuild?
I don't think they're clearly not in the same position as North Melbourne and Adelaide and even the Bombers, if you want. They're not in that position. I think they still have that middle rung player. We're talking, and there's a few of those that are out at the moment, but they're not in that type of rebuild. Maybe it's a mini rebuild.
If they declared where they were at and it like came out and physically put a statement to it, you know, we're trying to rebuild or we're accepting we might bottom out first, you reckon that relieves a bit of the pressure?
Absolutely. It didn't help with the new president saying that he believed they could still play finals.
Yeah, that's another story for another time. Duck, part of your answer there has gone into this next question on the duck dive. Of Carlton, Collingwood and Essendon, which of those three teams is worst positioned?
Worst positioned? Well, right now you'd have to say, I'm prepared to say the Blues. I'm prepared to say the Blues. I saw Essendon. I love some of their young kids. Mm. And I think Merritt and these guys are just getting better and better. But their young talent, Jones, Cox, these guys, I mean, they show they could be really, really good.
So if you had to rank them, you'd have Essendon, Collingwood, Carlton.
Yep.
That's a real worry, isn't it? Given where Carlton kept telling everyone they were at. Daze, back to you.
Yes, the third question. This is one probably we'll play later on in the year. But the top eight as it is now, do you see there being much or any change to it for the rest of the season?
I think there could be a couple that come in. GWS get some numbers back. They could make a run. West Coast will definitely play finals footy. So you can put West Coast in that top eight.
So who do you have?
The Bombers are the other ones that if they just get on a run, I don't know. Like I said, I got really excited about them on Anzac Day. Who comes out?
So Sydney, Fremantle, Richmond, Brisbane.
Sydney, Fremantle could come out. Those two.
Duck, here we go again on the duck dive. Dustin Martin, Paddy Dangerfield, Lachie Neal, Brownlow medalists, all missing matches this week. In the case of Neal and Dangerfield, way beyond this particular week. Of those three, who is the most important player to his club?
I'm prepared to say Dusty. I think he's the match winner. He's the guy that grabs the game by the scruff of the neck and wins it for his team. He's done that in grand finals. He does it in big games. So I'm prepared to say him. And I think
the others are more coverable. So
I think
to speak.
More coverable. I think Lachie Neal for Brisbane because of the Brisbane's youth. And then I'd say Danger, because when you've got Selwood and Duncan and those guys still at your footy club, you still have a lot of leadership at Geelong. So I think he's the least one out of that particular group.
Just a follow-up question to that one, Duck. Who covers best, anyway, Dusty this week for Richmond?
Who? I think they've thrown Bolton in there. Edwards spends a little bit more time in the middle. They have this ability to just throw guys through there. And I think those two in particular, because of their speed. And what it does is it gives them a different look. And it was only a year, a bit over a year ago, that Bolton spent more time in there, and he was electrifying. Yeah.
Very, very good. That is. All right, the final question, and probably the, if you're listening at home and you want to get your notepad down, the one you need to take note of the most, what's your favourite Zupa Dupa flavour?
Fairy floss.
The pink.
The pink.
The pink.
I like the pink.
Okay.
Very nice. I like the cola and also the purple. And it's the red.
The black currant and the raspberry. Okay.
Well, here's the duck dive offering this week.
That was hard
on
hitting
the
that one, Dave.
Midweek Rub. We'll be back shortly with predictions for round 7. And it is a magnificent array of matches coming up.
This is Triple M's Midweek Rub exclusively on the Listener app. This has been Triple M Footy's Midweek Rub exclusively on the Listener app with Duck, Damo and Daisy.
Right, this is where we put our reputations on the line, and it's going to cost us money. I'm already six packs of beer behind most of you. Daisy, I think you got another one wrong last week, and we'll go to the replay to confirm that.
I'm going to take Richmond as my certainty.
Really? Okay. Yep. Richmond as a certainty.
And if Melbourne are competitive and lose by under 2 or 3 goals, I'll change my complete view on them. But I think just at the minute, they haven't beaten anyone. Yes, you can only beat who's in front of you. This is their biggest test. And I reckon the Tigers, they live for these sort of games. They'll be like, right, the new up-and-comers, come watch how the big boys do it.
Good to see others getting exposed for their lack of ability in tipping, Dace.
Yeah, I was wrong. And the beauty of that is it went out on the Triple M socials. Geez, there's some colourful feedback, isn't there? People don't like it when you were wrong.
When you actually do, they do realise that we do get things wrong every now and then, especially when it comes to tipping, because it is...
it's the only thing you get wrong.
It's not a special science.
So, look, we'll let you go first, Duck. You have got the near impeccable record on this
start
exercise.
Friday night. Can I? The Tigers Bulldogs.
Are you going to make your certainty one of these two teams?
I'm going to make my certainty one of these two teams. I'm prepared to say that the fact that Dusty isn't playing, I think the Bulldogs, and I know they got some injuries, but I think they can cover those injuries, and the Bulldogs are flying. So, like Melbourne last week, they will see this as their big test and they will be up and ready for it. And I know the Tigers will as well, but I'm prepared to tip the Bulldogs.
You see it that way too?
Yes, I do. I do. I think they will be too good and continue on their merry way.
I made the mistake in the first round of 2019 of ruling out Richmond from that year's flag. That was the game, if you recall, when Alex Rance went down. How silly did I look that year and the year after? So I'm never ruling out a Richmond team.
Yeah. Do you think they'll win this game?
No, I'm with you when it comes to the Bulldogs. But although those injuries they sustained last week, particularly Dunkley, are pretty crucial as well.
Yeah, they are.
For the way they've been playing.
Yeah, I think English is harder to cover than Dunkley. Dunkley, they've got the midfield life alight. They have a zillion touches. English's ability to go forward. Yep. He's been really good.
We'll just go through a couple more games. Pies and Suns, a bit like the Essendon-Carlton game, the ramifications for a Pies loss in that particular game is significant. Who wins, Dace?
The Pies will win that one. The two sides, I think it's only 15 points is the average winning margin either way. But when the Pies get to the MCG, it's 80-plus points when they've played them two times. So I think they'll get a hold of them.
I think they're growing the Suns.
They play a good brand. That's what they're hard. Yeah, they do all the
but they hadn't until last week, really. They beat North Melbourne, and then they had a really good win against Sydney Swans last week. I think three of their four other games were underwhelming this year.
When they play well and they play how they should, their brand stacks up in terms of what you want to see. Hard contested ball, decent amount of spread, enough talent, but big toast.
I'm going to tip an upset.
Oh,
at the G, I'm going to go with the Suns.
Ooh.
You know what? It's going to be sunny Saturday.
It is. 24 and sunny. Oh, you'll have a crispy on summer. Let's go.
The sun's out and the sun's to win.
All right, we'll move on, Duck, on that note to one of the very big games of the round. Two premiership credentialed teams here in the Lions and Power.
Yeah, another tough game. I think the Lions just starting to heat up, and once again, because that's in Brisbane, I assume, is it?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Lions. I know Lachie Neale being out, but the Power have got a couple of injuries as well, as we know. It's a little bit of their young talent. So I'm going to go with the Lions.
I'm going to have the Power as my best of the weekend.
Ooh.
Yep. Yes. I just think the Power is still underrated by so many of us over here because they're an Adelaide team.
No, they are. They're good.
I'm going to make my certainty the Cats to beat the Swans. Can I do that? Are you going to give me a pass mark on
that one? Absolutely.
So I like what I saw last week. Not so much the 97 points, but it was the manner in which they set it up in the second quarter You saying that's too easy?
No, well, a little bit easy, I would have thought.
Would you want me to make another
No, stick with it.
I was gun-shy after the first 2 weeks when I was none and two, though.
Swan's just the last couple of weeks, just starting to struggle a little bit. And that's what happens, when, and we always talk about this, that's what happens with younger lists.
I'll tell you
who
else.
They're a very young list.
Who else has fallen off and just in their plaudits of the Sydney Swans? The first couple of weeks when they were humming every week, oh, I tipped them for the eight. I said they had to be my preseason top eight.
Yeah, just let that one go.
They're still in there, by the way.
They're still in there. Yeah. I'm not sure they'll be there for much longer. We've touched on the Bombers and Blues already, so we won't delve over that here, but we will go to the Derby, as they call it in Perth, Eagles and Dockers. It's been a while since the Dockers have secured one of these games, but to me, they're going to this week.
Only reason why they won't is because the Eagles will be so dirty on themselves for last week that they will want to bounce back. Yeah. They will be as hungry as you've ever seen them. And the fact that it's a derby or a derby, I think the Eagles to win.
Yeah, I think they'll just win. I think they're horribly out of form at the minute. Yeah, those sort of losses, yeah, you can rev yourself up, but it's just not going the right way. And for whatever reason, as you said, Duck, when they go down there at 60 plus points average losing margin at GMHBA, I think only Billy Brownless is the only bloke that likes to travel down to Geelong and be around that place, because West Coast don't, we don't. You try to get out of there with a COVID excuse. So.
He did. He didn't even last the half time the last time he was down there.
He actually put that announcement up on the screen.
By the way, when they the Perth thing, I nearly said I'd been to Perth.
Duck, you were back in your car and you hadn't realised you'd left your microphone and kit still on. So that's how quickly you got out of that joint that day. Hey, that's it. That's another edition of the Midweek Rub. Joey, I'm sure, will be back with us next week.
Don't forget, you can listen to every game across round 7 on Triple M, starting with Friday night's blockbuster between Richmond and the Western Bulldogs, live from 7 p.m. with Mark Howard, Luke Darcy, Jason Dunstall, Nathan Brown, Damo will be there, and Ash Chua.